Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I'm Amani Mohammed, and I'm joined by Chiara Nicoletti, one of our reporters here, and Natalie Cristiani, the editor of Dancing with Maria, that's here in competition. So welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing here, Natalie. It's very exciting, isn't it, to have your film here? Because, of course, Chiara met you at Berlin Film Festival, and you were part of the Berlinale Talents, which is so exciting to see that, you know, you've come through and you're here now at Venice with the
Absolutely,
film.
Absolutely, yes. Now, we're super happy because we are in the festival with a documentary, and usually in Venice they are full of fictional movies.
Yes.
So it's quite an exceptional things. And Dancing with Maria, it's a movie of a young director, Italian director, called Ivan Gergolet. And it's a movie between Italy and Argentina, because this dancer is an Argentine dancer.
Okay.
So he shot like for 3 years, you know, in Argentina doing this kind of movie. And we spent almost 1 year to make the editing of this movie. And we were in Berlin at the Berlinale Talents with a rough cut, just to to see how it can change something.
Really?
Yeah. And it was really, really good for both of us.
That's fantastic, because, you know, we understand, because we're in the industry, that films take a long time to come to fruition. So how long has this film taken to, say, from pre-production point, in fact I'd say even from financing point, but
of course, as an editor I arrive almost at the end, but in this case I arrive like a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Let's say Ivan started to talk about me, you know, I have this movie, I would love you to be the editor, and then, but we don't have money, we have to look in for the money, so all this kind of stuff.
It's all about the money.
yeah, in a way, yes, but it's also true that I think that documentary, they have a different kind of life, also for the editing.
Yes, of course.
It's true that you don't spend like 6 months in a row to work, but you need like maybe 2 months, then you have to stop, they have to shoot again. So it's quite, I mean, you don't have money, but at least you have the luxury of time.
Yeah.
That's the point.
That's actually a very interesting point. I mean, what was the most challenging thing for you working on Dancing with Maria?
The most challenging thing was, it's very difficult when you have to work on almost a biopic, but this is not a biopic. It was exactly, you know, the idea to make a movie about dance and about a woman, 92 years old, still working and dancing.
It's incredible.
That's
absolutely
the most important
incredible.
Things, yes. Doing, you know, every single week, 3 or 4 classes a week, and, you know, and making in
yeah,
every...
I find that incredible.
I have to say, it was a very emotional documentary, if I can say that. Like, I really got attached to this woman. She's so full of life. I think it's an experience that we all should do. Like, it's a lesson that we all should learn.
I mean, I'd be full of life if I was still dancing at that age. I can barely dance at my own age, and I'm not going to reveal how old I am. I'm 21, obviously.
Yeah.
I just find that incredible, because, of course, sadly, I didn't get to see the film. Desperate to see so many films, but, you know, as Chiara said, it's a life-affirming film in a way.
Because it's very... For us as European, you know, Europe is very—it's full of old people. They don't know how to, to get old in a nice way. But in South America, actually, you know, they work a lot with their body. I mean, they try to be healthy. And this is, you know, through dance or sport, you have to find your way. But it's true that we are living more and more, and we need to find a way to keep our body
absolutely
healthy.
In Argentina, I think, you know, obviously, like, for me, South America, not just synonymous with, but for me, I love the music, you know, the tango, I love the salsa, I love all the music. So, you know, Buena Vista Social Club springs to mind, you know, so for me, it's about music. So it's wonderful that you're able to bring this wonderful lady to the big screen, but also,
absolutely,
you know, the music as well.
The music is a mixture of some music, from South America, but we had also a very good composer from Trieste called Luca Chut, that he made a special music for the movie.
Fantastic.
So it was really good.
Well, good luck at the Venice Film Festival.
Thank you
so much, Natalie Cristiani, for talking to us, the editor of Dancing with Maria. It's a great film. Fred have been following it since Berlin this year. So, of course, we can catch up with Natalie on Fred.fm. There's another interview with her, I'm sure, somewhere on there.
Spanish, Italian,
Chiara's multilingual talents coming out there. Of course, Fred has been covering the festival at Venice, and you can catch all the interviews, lots of reviews in different languages on Fred.fm. Catch us on Facebook, of course, and you can tweet us if you like at Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.